You're still drunk.
No, no such thing. I am just drunk on life. On life. What? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Birthday to you. I know you're having a birthday today out there. Somebody, right? Yeah. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning. With the birthday girl. With Elizabeth Espinosa. Hello. Thank you for being with me today. It's such a special day, even though my birthday was just a few hours ago. But truth be told, my mother had me at 11:56 a.m. I'm sorry, p.m. Wow. Yeah. Wow, I'm already showing that I was out all night.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I thought it was such a perfect birthday. Not going to lie. It was a beautiful day here in Southern California. So thank you, God, for giving me such a great day. And I was with family on Friday night, and then that poured into Saturday. And then yesterday with friends, including one of my mentors, former Mayor Reardon, was with us. And everyone came together. It was so lovely. And everything was going perfectly up until I looked at my lottery ticket and I realized I didn't win the Powerball. Come on. I thought I was that close, maybe.
Yeah, but you won the genetic lottery. So.
Oh, look at that. What does he want today?
And well, it's your birthday, so I have to be nice.
Producer Brent is being all canned. Jill Stewart, we need to have like a little...
Mwah.
That's right, and I love the besitos.
Hello, smoochies.
Can you imagine what we could do with $650 million? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Party's on me. I'm buying each of you an island. I'm just saying.
I'm getting extra cheese on my veggie burger.
You will. You will deserve it. And I brought some cake, so we're going to share some cake. Of course, you listening, spiritually, I'm giving you and sharing with you our birthday cake here. So I want you to know you're part of it. Okay, so here I was trying to just have a great day and just disconnect from the world because what is going on? Oh my God, this last week. I'm like, what's happening? I feel like, one, we went back 100 years. Mm-hmm. And then now I wake up this morning, and I guess the biggest and latest breaking news in all of this is that North Korea is threatening us with this, you know, what is the quote coming out of Kim Jong-un saying something about like a merciless attack?
Merciless.
Yeah, merciless attack. Yeah. You will pay. The war of words has got to stop. And I bring it up because locally people are really worried. I was out this week, in fact, at a rally. There was an anti-war rally because people are really worried there will be a nuclear.
There's not
war. I know, but
Bannon said so himself. But right. We'll get to that in another segment.
Yes,
but.
Because in case you haven't heard, Bannon's out. He doesn't work for the president anymore.
He still does.
Man, it's like,
you know, there was a great line. It's like I think it was Roosevelt that said, "I'd rather have him peeing in the tent." Them peeing outside in or something along those lines of them peeing.
Wow, that's really deep about urination. Wow.
It's a good quote, even though I butchered it.
Yeah, not going to lie. But
you got to keep an eye on this dude.
We do. But it's the weirdest thing. Gosh. I will say, well, we'll get to the Bannon thing in a little bit because we're going to talk about Charlottesville as well. But it really breaks my heart that so much has happened this week. I mean, of course, the political scheme with the president, how he reacted to the Charlottesville, disaster. I'm just going to call it that. It's a disaster. And then, of course, Barcelona. I wake up Thursday morning to go down to Orange County to do PBS. And I'm thinking, okay, let me just watch the local news. What's going on? And everything is Barcelona. And I go online and I see dead bodies strewn everywhere. And I thought, what is coming? What is the world coming to? Like, it's, I don't know. It's bizarre. I mean, I remember as a little kid growing up and there was Lockerbie. Remember the plane over in Ireland?
Scotland.
Scotland. Yeah. When they took them down, the terrorists. But this new act of terror is just so, it's what cowards, you know? Can you imagine these families? I mean, there was the local man, a 42-year-old man who was with his, I think either fiance or they were celebrating their first year of marriage. I heard two versions. One was the honeymoon and then there was the first year. Okay. And this poor guy, like they had separated for a second. Can you imagine? And by the way, I was at La Plaza Ramblas.
I was just about to say, you were down there, not that.
It was last summer. It was last summer, August.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that eerie? Yeah, last summer. In fact, I took a little vacation because, you know, this is my birthday month. And I went to, I actually went to the tomato fight. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Down south in Valencia and then went to Ibiza. And then coming back, you know, flying home, we went through Barcelona. And Ramblas is like Third Street Promenade. It's like the Grove. Mm-hmm. It's always busy. There are a ton of tourists. And it's very touristy. And it just kills me that this poor guy goes to the bathroom, like leaves his woman, and this is when he gets, you know, mowed down. And we, of course, don't know all the other stories. But all these families that were just going out to have a great time, and somebody just decided today's the day. we're going to go down there and just like mow down people. And the guy was zigzagging. I mean, wow. Like what goes through your mind? There's just nothing normal. There's nothing religious about it. And this type of war, I don't know how we're going to beat it. And I don't want to be that person. I will tell you this. I refuse.
Education.
Well, yes, but I refuse to be that, to now say, well, I don't want to go to Spain or I don't want to go.
We have to go. You got to do it.
Right. But I mean, people are starting to say like, don't go to big ticket venues where it's open. I mean, large crowds, it's dangerous. And I get that, but it's almost like giving them the winning ticket. Like, yes.
Yes.
Just like flying. Like I said, the whole Lockerbie situation, the terrorists used to, you know, grab the planes, attack, you know, target planes. I refuse to stop flying. I mean, I refuse to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to give into this and not do this because of all the fear. And so I just, you know, my prayers, of course, today, Sunday, we'll be going to service later here in the Espinosa house. So I, you know, I've been praying for all those families. It just breaks my heart for Spain. And then North Korea, there was, I have to tell you, this week, so there was a big rally over in K-Town. And they had two little rallies going on at the same time at the corner of Western and Wilshire. And I kid you not, when I showed up, I was covering it for KTLA, and I thought, wait, I'm a little bit unclear because I thought it was one big rally, and it was the weirdest thing. It was one rally, which was more the progressive types with no war, anti-war, end of story. And the other one were a number of elderly Koreans, I should say South Koreans, former World War, you know, Korea War veterans, and they were chanting and saying everything in Korean, so it's hard for me to understand their signs. We're in Korean.
You don't speak Korean? You speak like seven languages.
Kamsamnida. Yobo. You like that?
Okay, you're a freak.
That's it. And okay. Then, wait, and I know that's, so Kamsamnida is thank you. Yobo is like my love. And Saranghaeo. Was that good? That's I love you. But it was the cutest thing because to see these elderly Koreans run over and get into fights with these, with I guess there was a young crowd that was waving the North Korean flag. That was deadly. And then, of course, LAPD's there, so they tackle this guy down. And I get the information later. It's like I'm like going everywhere. I have the video, too. We should post it. I will post it.
Yeah, if you give it to me,
page.
I will. Yeah.
Yes. This. And I said, what's the story here? Why? And they said they're very upset because these guys lost people in the war. And these young people don't understand. They think that Kim Jong-un is a good guy. And that we get the anti-war sentiment, but you can't sit there and wave the North Korean flag. The guy's a tyrant. He's a dictator, which I totally agree. And one of the guys who was tiny, must have been like, I'm not kidding, maybe five feet tall. He ran over there and he's trying to punch these like tall, big guys. I'm like, what is that? I found out he had been a prisoner of war in North Korea and he escaped Kim Jong-un's regime. And so guy's fearless. And when he left, like, you know, this little guy, they let him go. So they kind of like handcuffed him for a little bit. Mm. He gets on his little bicycle. I thought it was the cutest thing ever. Gosh. Oh, my God. Well, we have lost a comic and also a civil rights leader in his own right, Dick Gregory. We'll talk about that when we come back. And, of course, Charlottesville. And I will say, the thought of the day, folks, is an anonymous quote, which reads, laundry is the only thing that should be separated by color. Amen to that, my friend.
Not when I do laundry.
Wow. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Bill Seward, what's going on? Take it away.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand.
You guys remember those?
To life.
Put your hands up in the air. Bill Seward's got his hands up in the air. Together, sing it. Oh, wait.
We can't go on.
It's not there yet. I thought that was it. It's coming in. All right, hold on. I want you to hear this before I get to my rant.
Soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family.
Remember her lovely voice.
And the truth, you know love is all we need.
It is.
We are the world.
Sing it with me.
We are the children. We are the world, so make a brighter place, so let's start living.
KFI AM 640. It's a choice you are making here. To listen to Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. It's true, we make your day,
just you and me.
All right, keep your day job, kid. Don't be singing. Don't forget to hit us up on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. Twitter's at @E_Espinosa. Dionne Warwick. Oh, I love her. I love her so much. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Okay. Way to right. Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita? Yeah. That's your house. Bill, what is going on with the world? But we're going to make sure that we try to, we want to spread some love. I kid you not. I'm tired of hearing so much hatred from people spewing out everywhere. I get the whole idea that we're so frustrated with all the racism, the sexism, misogyny. There's just so, the bigotry, there's so much intensity in this country right now. And we are known for being the leader. I'm not saying we're perfect. We're not perfect. We're so not perfect. And our history is very checkered. It can be very dark, as you know, i.e. slavery. Having said that, I think that we have to move forward and understand how to work together. And I think that's the biggest issue that I have with this president. I don't mind that, you know, he is looking at the White House as if it were probably a reality show, because I feel like every week someone gets voted off the island. You didn't do a good job. You didn't say enough nice things about me. Yeah, out. I mean, Steve Bannon is out. I thought he was really close to the president. Apparently not. But truth be told, I think he still has his ear. I just think that, you know, General Kelly decided this isn't going to work. He's a chief of staff now and things had to be a little different. But, you know, here locally, there are going to be other rallies today. I, in fact, was planning on trying to have like a little birthday thing in Laguna Beach. But when I heard that they were going to have all these rallies led by these different coalitions that are basically what you saw in Charlottesville. And there is a war of words happening here. I think it's interesting that there's a flip on the semantics. It's how you call it, right? You're not fat, you're vertically challenged. Or, you know, racism is hatred. White nationalists?
Somewhere along the way, the whole alt-right, I never quite got that one.
No, I don't either. I mean, hate is hate. End of story. And you, by the way, you can be black and racist. You can be Latino and be a racist. You can be a Jew and be racist. I mean, no one's saying that only a white man is racist, right? And so it's interesting that this whole thing with the alt-left, did you hear about this, guys? Did you hear about this? There was a peaceful march, so they called it, that was going to take place up in Silicon Valley in San Jose on Google. Google of all places, which, as you know, is definitely the land of immigrants because they have to import a lot of technology. And they postponed it due to, quote, credible alt-left terrorist threats. Because that's what the president started, right? He started that conversation about, well, there were the alt-left people. Look, there are people on both sides, on all sides, that come out and they want to start crap. And I think that's true. But we can't sit here and soften the blow and soften things and make them look like they're not what you're looking at. I mean, we must be clear when it comes to denouncing bigotry and hatred. And I also think that there's a real problem with the fourth branch of government, which is in essence what journalism is, that we have a White House that keeps using this fake news term, which we've never had in our lives. And let me just share with you an incident that happened just on Thursday. We go to a restaurant after work, my colleagues from PBS and I. We're sitting down in the patio, and there's screens everywhere at the restaurant. The screens at the sports bar are sports, right? Mm-hmm. So the screen outside had CNN on. And I'm kind of keeping an eye on it because of the whole Barcelona attacks, and, you know, they're giving updates. And we're having our dinner. And the next thing I know, it gets switched out to sports. And I said, oh, excuse me, to the waitress, can you please put CNN back? Because we're kind of working still here. I've got to keep an eye on this. And this man comes out. Okay, Caucasian, older male, and he's drinking, which probably made him felt a little more bold. But he walks up to me and he says, you're watching that? You're watching fake news? He's in my face. I'm like, excuse me, sir. I'm trying to have a peaceful meal here. I'm a journalist and we need to all kind of keep an eye on this. You're watching fake news? And I'm like, oh my God, this would have never happened when I started in this business. This would have never happened. And there's just this, like, everyone thinks it's okay now to be rude, to get in your face and you know, have an opinion about apparently another channel in his mind isn't fake news. And that's ridiculous. Do journalists make mistakes and over-exaggerate certain things? Of course. But let's not delegitimize a group of folks who are trying to keep government transparent. That is so important. I don't care which side you lie on.
Most definite. The thing is everything's been so ramped up that every individual feels they have to be out there and they have to let you know their angle. And the tone in which it has taken more recently, it is just, I don't know, you know, you call it a rally, a demonstration, a protest, whatever it is.
Right.
I'm not sure what they're trying to accomplish. Who, each individual within the group,
right,
type of thing. You're getting to these, and it's just, it's this, I don't know, it's cheerleading on steroids, and then
it
they,
is cheerleading on steroids.
And then they, you know, somebody bumps somebody, and all of a sudden,
it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you were looking at me wrong. It was bad. No, exactly. And we should say there's good, and this is what worries me too. Like, so then you're going to have other folks that show up and counter protest. So, like, you know, the hatred groups show up, and then there's a counter
protest.
We all hate. That's the bottom line. But I do, I will say that there is a planned rally in Laguna Beach on both ends. But the one is called a unity rally anyway, with the mayor, Tony Eisman, and they're saying that their message is going to be loud and clear that hate is not welcome there. And as you know, or if you're listening from out of town, Laguna Beach is very liberal. And so that's why they're targeting Laguna Beach within the oasis of a more Republican voice in the Orange County area. And I did want to mention again, Dick Gregory, who rose from poverty to become a real groundbreaking comedian and civil rights activist, died at 84. You know, he was the first to do so many things, like sit on the couch of, I think it was Johnny Carson's show.
Oh, really?
Yes. I read that somewhere and I thought, wow, that's crazy. You know, it wasn't that long ago, right? Where we did have fountains that were separated and you know, I got to tell you, I can't.
Like 60 years.
It's really not that long a time. Yeah, exactly. Or think about like going to the South right now. I'd be scared. Yes, sir. I am not from another country. I was actually born in California. How crazy. Yeah. And I speak other languages like Espanol. Well, we've got some incredible, speaking of folks who stand up for civil rights for everyone and a powerful movie. He's a movie star. I'm so excited. He's working with Familia Unida, which is an incredible nonprofit organization. Johnny Ortiz is here. So we will be back with more of that Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. I see you out there. KFI AM 640. Bill Seward, what's going on?
I promise to build a new world for us two with you in the middle.
5:34 a.m. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Don't forget, we're on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa and at @E_Espinosa. I want to do a really sweet special, I should say. Shout out to one of my best friends, Jess Duran. He is 40 today. What a big day for him. I'm so excited. And he's one of my oldest friends, by the way, because, I mean, we're like 10 years apart. It's crazy. I'm just kidding, Jess. I'm so excited. I have a TV/film star in studio right now with an incredible woman next to his side who is a civil rights icon in my book. She does such amazing work, especially for people with disabilities. And that, of course, as you know, is close to my heart because of brother Christian and Johnny Ortiz, who is Johnny. I'm so excited about this new project you guys are all involved with. And this is what I wanted to bring you in to talk about. You were on the ABC hit show American Crime. You were, this is where I fell in love with you, by the way, when I saw you in Disney's film McFarland USA. What a powerful film. Oh my gosh. If you haven't seen it, you got to go see it. You know, the movie with Kevin Costner where he's, you know, coaching the kids, they're runners. Johnny, you stole my heart there. And I know right now you're just fresh off the John Legend music video, right?
Correct. Well, there's a bunch of stuff that's fresh right now, but John Legend just got nominated for his new music video called Surefire just got nominated for a VMA. I played the star in it. It's pretty exciting. It talks about immigration.
Beautiful. So. You have to see it.
I love this. And that beautiful voice. My gosh, you should be doing radio.
And I also did Voz de Mando, which will be coming out on Telemundo on 29th.
What is that?
Voz de Mando is a big Mexican regional group that's out there. They actually they're doing a tour right now. They're in Miami currently right now.
So it's like a reality show?
No, they're a regional music group.
So it's a music.
An advocacy
project.
I love it.
I want to introduce you though. Irma Reséndez. No, Familia Unida. Thank you. Irma is such the sweetest woman. You have such an incredible story. You were disabled at one point and look at you. You are 100% and going strong with your nonprofit, raising funds to help people in wheelchairs with cognitive deficits. You do so much for the community and you are an Angelina and you're also of Latino, Mexican heritage. And so you understand the plight and of immigrant contributions and how important diversity is, and to have a real, a sane conversation about it right now because people get so angry and there's so much hate. Tell me about this big event and what Soy Neto is about Monday and Tuesday. So if you guys want to get involved, listen to this.
Yeah. So like what you just said, there's just so much hate that's everywhere right now. And I thought, you know, we need to change that up. We need to replace that with a lot of love. And that's what Familia Unida is about, unconditional love. So on Monday, what we're doing before the movie is we're doing immigrant contributions. And we're honoring three great, amazing people. Rafi Pitts, who is actually the director for Soy Neto, and also La Plaza de Cultura de Artes for being the historic heritage. They're getting the historic heritage award. And Sergio Hernandez, who is a DACA student, someone I've known since he was a young child, and is now this amazing professional.
And DACA meaning the Dreamers.
Yes.
Okay.
So what we're doing on that day is just bringing a positive energy and changing attitudes, even if it's one person at a time.
Right.
It's going to be about, let's look at something positive.
So, Johnny, tell me about the movie, Soy Neto. Soy meaning in Spanish is I am. Neto is a name of the person. It's received a number of awards, I understand, worldwide in Berlin and in Bucharest. Tell me about what it is.
Well, Soy Neto talks about the subject about trying to find, like, just wanting to fight for something that you really care for and love and would want to be there, which is basically your own country that you're born from. And how this young kid, how he's just forced to join the military because of the fact that he doesn't have papers, and how he's
willing undocumented.
He's willing to give his whole life for this country, and how during the process, how he goes through all this stuff, you know, going in the military, and it isn't easy. Like, you know, there's people that are 18, 19, 21 years old that are going to military and that have to go through intense trainings, that have to go sit in the middle of the desert and just stand for like 12 hours. So it's intense. And how so Nero, you know, Nero tries to find himself just wanting to be home, wanting to say, you know, I live here my whole life. I was born here. Just give me a chance. And
but he wasn't born here. And that's like the Dreamers,
well,
right?
These kids. You know, it's interesting because like if you live here your whole life and you're some people are brought here with not knowing that the intention that they weren't born here. You know, they're babies.
Or toddlers.
They're born here babies.
Yeah.
So they feel that they have the heart and they belong here. You know, they live here their whole life. They went to school here, they went to Hollywood. There's a scene in the film where he says they ask him where is he from, and he says Hollywood.
Oh.
And he doesn't believe him, and it's just sad.
It's frustrating. I mean, so this guy in the movie is deported, I guess, and returns to the country. He joins the army as a green card soldier, which he hopes is a shortcut to citizenship. But by the way, that did happen. And that's unfortunately not the case with everyone. They don't get their citizenship. And I think that's part of the big conversation when you talk about immigrant contributions to this country. Johnny, I do want to take a minute to talk about you because your upbringing is incredible. You are a great story of success. As I was reading up on you, I know that you went from jail to Hollywood and you grew up surrounded by gangs, drugs, domestic abuse, and you spent some time in jail before the age of 18. How did you survive? How did you get out of that?
Well, you know, growing up in a neighborhood
where did you grow up?
I grew up in Highland Park.
Okay.
And growing up there, you know, you just see my parents didn't have everything. They didn't have the money. They couldn't put me in private school or anything like that. So just growing up, I grew up with my dad's side that were all involved in gangs, and I joined the gang at 10 years old. And
10?
At 10. Wow. I was young, and I did everything, you know, what the meaning is of gangbang. And it's not fun. It's just a way of living that is not appropriate in life. And what I understood from this lifestyle is that there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of stuff that goes through this. And when I managed to change my life was because I've met my life coach, Eddie Padilla, which was because of an organization that helped me out, Casa 0101.
It's a nonprofit that helped you out.
It's a nonprofit.
Wow.
So that's why I'm a strong advocate of nonprofits, and especially nonprofits that help out. Like Familia Unida, Irma has been doing it for 21 years. She has a track record, and I believe in nonprofits that really push and do stuff for people, you know, for the community.
That's great. So what you're saying is that even though people think like, oh, another nonprofit, yeah, I got to donate. Guess what? Johnny Ortiz could be gangbanging right now. Instead,
that's right.
He was on it's a not. Set with Kevin Costner. Do you know how long I've been trying to do that, Johnny? I can't get a call back. I mean, look at you. You're incredible. And Inamai, you as well. So how can folks get involved with your nonprofit?
You know, thank you. They can visit www.lovefamiliaunida. There's volunteer opportunities. We're having our annual big wheelchair wash. Come and wash wheelchairs with us. Donate. Get online and donate $5. You know, going back to Soy Nero, I traveled to Tijuana to meet some of the undocumented or deported veterans. And there's a house there where people live and want to come back home. And their story is Elizabeth. The only way they can come back legally is when they die. Oh. And then they're invited back to be buried. So what's the irony of that?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me they fought for our country? Look, I got the chills right now. And then they're not allowed to be here.
Correct.
Step foot here.
Except they have more honor when they're gone, when they've passed on. And that broke my heart. And Familia Unida serves over 74% of our population that are living with disabilities, but they're immigrants. And this was so dear to see. And there's a gentleman, a young man, his name is Daniel Torres. And he is the first U.S. who served in the military, who was deported.
Soldier.
And now he was the first person in U.S. history to be pardoned to come back. But guess what he did?
What was
he
his
stayed
crime?
In Tijuana. His crime was...
He actually, if I believe so, is what he did was he got evicted.
You're kidding.
Yes.
He was on... he served with the wrong birth certificate and he lost his wallet and he couldn't get back in. But he has all these medals for being so great that they let him back in. And he's going to be honored at the Soy Nero premiere as with the Courage Award. And he stayed in Tijuana, got his law degree, and now he's been given a full scholarship from USC to start in 2018 so that he can continue to do his advocacy in the United States for the so many that are still
And the movement still begins, you know. Jerry Brown, after that, Jerry Brown just pardoned three more veterans. So the movement begins, but it's because of storytelling, because of films, because of
it's getting the word voices, out there. You know, it is voices. Yeah. You have to raise your voice. And you know, Johnny, thank you for spending your time, not just on the set with the big Hollywood actors and directors, but with the people. And I think that's important.
Thank you. And so young, he's already giving back.
Yes, you are young.
A great Latino actor that is doing a great example for many. So,
and if you go to fight for our country, I don't care if you're gay, transgender, Latino, undocumented. Thank you. You put your life on the line. I won't do that.
Thank you.
I was born here and I won't do that. So thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so for more information, we're going to post it on our page, KFIAM640.com. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
So good to see you. We look forward to seeing you.
Happy birthday.
Can we say you're our moderator?
I'm going to come out Tuesday night, the Egyptian Theater. I hope to see you guys out there. I'll be posting.
Okay,
thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much.
Thanks
I love you guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Of course.
Again.
Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFIAM640. Bill Seward.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
So fast. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Happy birthday, all my fellow Leos out there. Yeah, I'm so excited. I had a birthday yesterday, in case you missed it. I know I must say it again. And yes, 29 again. It's crazy how it just keeps repeating itself. I'm like, oh, look, it doesn't move. It stays at 29. We have the calendar section coming up. But I will say so many of you have reached out just in the little short amount of time that we did a little Instagram live to ask some questions more of Johnny Ortiz. I don't know if you were just with us, but Johnny Ortiz is in the latest John Legend, Hello, music video, was on American Crime, a hit ABC TV show. And producer Brent, come in. Don't leave us. Come and hang out with us. You're going to be inside? Okay, producer Brent's coming in and out here. Bill Seward, please have a seat. Please have a seat. Please join us. And then he's got this incredible project, Soy Nero, that it's a movie that is coming out in September. And so we'll, of course, keep you all posted here about all the good fun stuff. And I want to mention tonight at 5 o'clock, I always get it wrong. Our Studio SoCal show is coming on. We're talking about the Summer Olympics. Some of you are really thrilled and some of you not so much. Which, by the way, Bill Seward, Bill is a sportsman. He knows everything sports, okay? He's a bigwig at NBC. He just plays it down when he comes here with me. Yeah. It's very sweet.
Keep building it up because the crash is going to come.
It's, well, but you know, it's all good. So, Bill, are you okay with the Summer Olympics coming? Because a person we had on the show says it's a bad deal because it's 11 years out. How do you cut a deal 11 years out?
11 years out and you don't know the budget. That's the whole thing.
Right?
And then you're supposed to have all of these sites, which is great for Los Angeles because they already have them there.
Yeah.
But 11 years from now, some of these sites are going to need to be retrofitted, all the other. So money-wise, could be a real problem for Los Angeles, even though if past is prologue in 32 and in 84, we killed it in the Olympics. I mean, we can't spend the money still.
On the youth sports angle of it. Yeah, we still have to get the state to get on the hook and, you know, make sure that they don't let the cost overruns kill us as taxpayers.
I was in the little tube over there just for a couple minutes, the first few segments. But now that I'm out here, Johnny and Irma and you, look how I'm dressed and look how you guys are dressed.
Well, Bill, you know, us television people, we're very, it's how we roll.
Nice.
At 4 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah, right. You're so funny. You're
Johnny,
handsome,
Johnny, you got
too.
A tie? Can we get you one?
He looks good. He's got a suit on.
I don't like to wear ties, you know. Recently, I was always wearing ties. My sponsor is Andrew Andrews, which I want to give him a shout out. He sponsors me. It takes 42 weeks to make the shoes and the suits.
You're kidding.
And 42 weeks. Takes longer to make the ties. So I was just like, no, I'm not going ties no more.
You're give you a clip-on.
A clip-on, right?
Clip-on.
He looks. He's ready to go. I got to say, though, you know, I will tell you, in TV news, like, you get these little reporter jobs on a set. So I did 24. Remember the series, 24 on Fox?
Yeah. Sure.
And so they sent me out there. And I have a question for you, Johnny. How do you memorize all that stuff? I was so nervous. I am very good on live television. But it's my own random bullet points. I know facts and they're not alternative facts. Thank you. Yeah. And I just go with them, but I speak them through my voice. But to actually know something, you know, word for word, how do you do that?
Well, I guess it's just going over and over and lots of years of experience. Because it's interesting because, like, sometimes I have like three stuff that I have to learn. Sometimes I have a show and then I have an audition and then I have a meeting and then I have talking points to talk. So it's just literally dedication and motivation, inspiration. Literally, if you focus and you put your mind into it and not have 1 second of just going somewhere else and doing something else that it's not part of your work, it's that would actually make you more succeed in life.
Yeah, but I get worried because I feel like I'm going to miss a preposition in that at.
And I guess it's just going over and over, you know?
Is it?
Over and over.
Yeah, but I try that and I'm like, hey, so what do you guys think, by the way? Michael Jackson, thought I'd bring this up, a little breaking news producer Brent sent to me. Coming up, you know, there's a big World Venice Film Festival coming up, and that's right up your alley, Johnny Ortiz. Michael Jackson's Thriller 3D is world premiere at Venice Film Festival that's happening August 30th through September 9th, huh? Mm. There's like this whole thing about the documentary and now slated, of course, to make its big appearance at the 74th annual Venice Film Festival. You must hit up all the film festivals, right?
Well, I've been to so many that I kind of don't remember which ones I've been into, to be honest.
Right? You're like, Cannes was amazing.
But I know Cannes. Cannes is very beautiful. Strike One was there, the one I did with Danny Trejo. That was the first premiere, I think, where I seen you.
Where we met. Yeah, where we met.
So I did that.
I was like, hey, you. And then I was like, oh, wait, he's a little too young, Elizabeth. Keep it clean.
But you say you do sports, right?
He does sports.
So McFarlane USA, it's a sport movie.
Cross country. Yeah, I got you.
What can you tell me about cross country? Because I know it's a hard sport.
Yeah.
Like running is not a thing.
It's incredible. I mean, I in high school and stuff, I was a track and field guy, but I was more the field than the track. So
you were one of us.
I threw things. That was, yeah. I watched the guys run and went, gee, one of these days? Nah, not really.
I'm still on a 25-minute mile, okay? I'm still working on it. So, okay, let's go really quick to the calendar section. We've got 2 minutes or so here. All right, do want to mention that there is the 6th annual Brewfest. Yeah, Kiwanis Club, 1,000 Oaks. That's happening today, 4 to 8 o'clock. Oh, no, that's not today. Sorry, that's on Thursday. Wow, I jumped ahead here. Hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, there's a festival of magic, Magic Mania over at the Colony Theater. That's happening. And also, my dear birthday boy, best friend, Jess, tells me that there are other big events, Elizabeth, happening in Laguna Beach, not just the like hate rally and the Nazis coming into town, but the Pageant of the Masters. That's true. It's beautiful.
Oh,
the Sawdust Festival.
Sounds
and
beautiful.
There's a concert. Yes, Irma, at the Playhouse. And that's why demonstrators can only stay, he says, with the basketball courts, you know, right on the water. So it's kind of far away. So they're going to ward him off in that section. And so there it is. I hope he feels better that it'll be fun down in Laguna Beach because they're having a party at the park. I said, good luck, man. It's going to be you and all the protesters. Get your riot gear. Anyway, Soy Neto's coming out. I'm so excited. Johnny Ortiz, thank you for coming in. Irma Resendez from Familia Unida's, an incredible nonprofit organization.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for being here. Bill Seward, what would I do without you? I mean, you're kind of like becoming quickly a favorite work husband. Because I got a few.
You would soldier on somehow.
No. And I have birthday cake, so let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're having cake. Give them cake.
Felicidades a ti. Felicidades a ti. Felicidades, Elizabeth.
Cha-cha.
Felicidades.
You guys are too much fun. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. And happy birthday to all of you sharing today and every other day. You know, just a birthday every day if you think about this, right? How crazy. What a concept. I love you all. Mwah! Remember, KFI, the Jesus Christ Show is next. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Ciao.